Tonight's shir, Simon Kuf Beis, Sif Dald and Sif Hey, and Simon Kuf Gimel. Simon Kuf Beis, Sif Dald, Oser La'avor Kineged HaMispalim B'toch Arba Amos. It is forbidden to walk in front of people Davening Shmona Esrei within Dalet Amos. The first half of the Simon is discussing sitting in the vicinity of Dalet Amos of someone who's davening. Now we're addressing something else. I'm not sitting. The person's walking by. It's also to walk in front of a mispal within Dalet Amos. V'davka lefneim. This is specifically in front of them. Al b'tzideihem, but along the sides of people davening Shmona Esrei muta. That's okay. La'avor v'lamod. You can cross by. You can stand. That's not an issue. The issue is sitting. That we had before. But if you're not sitting, there's no issue just to walk by or to stand on the sides. In front, it's an issue to walk by. Mishnah Brura, Sifkatan Tesvav. Asur la'avor. It's forbidden to walk in front. Why? L'bnei shemavat l'kavanaso al yidei zeh. By walking in front of him, you ruin his kavana. V'lechein, therefore, asur is forbidden. Afiluk oisik oz b'kriyishma. Even if the person walking in front is saying kriyishma. In other words, if the concern is, he's down from Esrei, you're not being mekabel malchus shemayim, so if you're saying kriyishma, you're obviously mekabel malchus shemayim. The problem is you're disturbing him. So I don't care if you're mekabel malchus shemayim. Be disturbing him. Why are you walking in front of him when he's damaged from Esrei? But chayodim kosa v'atav, chayodim writes a different reason. Le'shemafsik ben hamispal la'shchina. You're interrupting between the one who's davening and the shchina. Everyone knows it's not polite to walk between two people having conversation. If two people are conversing, facing each other, you don't walk in between them. You walk around them. Person is conversing with the Shechina. You walk right in front, in between him and the Shechina? La chutzpah. So these are two problems with walking in front of someone, Damash from Esrei. Sifkan tezayin lifnehem. It's a problem only in front of them, but not on their sides. Utsidadim shel lifnehem. And what about us on the side ahead of them? La Magen Avraham b'Sifkan Vav k'lifnehem dami. The Magen Avraham and Sifkan Vav holds is the same as in front of them, which is no good. Well, it's okay. So, if you're walking alongside, past someone who's davening, on the side, and you walk, keep going, so you're going to end up being in front of him on the sides.
Hitting his 1 o'clock.
That's this machlokes. That's this machlokes that the Magen Avraham seems to say that's no good, and the Rabbi says it's okay. Sifka and Yudzayim. But on the sides, and this would mean purely on the sides, that would be okay. Now the Zohar Kaddish in Parashas Chayesara writes that you shouldn't even walk beside someone who's davening Shmona Esrei if you're within Dalet Amos. So he takes a more strict view, and this almost equates walking by to sinning. The same way we said you don't sit within Dalet Amos. Now he's saying, Lord the Zohar, you don't even walk on the side of someone davening within Dalet Amos. But according to the simple halakha of Shulchan Aruch, that would be okay. Sivkan yudches la'avor v'la'amod. It'll be mutter to cross by and to stand. What's the Lord mean to say? She'yavor v'ya'amod shom, he'll walk by and stop and stand there. V'la'yelech la'halo, but he won't keep going. K'deish lo yekeneged p'nei, he doesn't walk in front of them. She'kol she'yuchal l'roso, if the person davening Shmona Esrei can see him, even though it's on the side, but it's ahead of him on the side, that's like in front of him. Because it ruins his kavana. Well, if he's according to this, of course, you cannot walk in front and stop and stand within Dalet Amos in front of him. That's the view of Magen Avraham. That the Isser is never tzedadim. The Isser is only to go in front of him within Dalet Amos. But if you're going to go in front and stop and just stand there, that will be okay too. The Isser is to walk straight through. But if you go in front and stop and stand, that's okay. And perhaps we can be lenient in case of need. So this halacha tells us that we don't walk in front of people Da'ash on Esrei, and there are two reasons, Chemavata's Kavana, and because it's not polite to interfere between the conversation. He's saying with the Ribbono Shel Olam. What if the person who's davening Shmoneh Esrei, decides to stand in an aisle. He's going to stand by the doors to the room where people are trying to go in and out, and he parks himself over there, and now he is taking away the public thoroughfare. So the notice on the side quoted Marsham. The Marsham says that he has no right to take up that space, and he has a discussion, can I actually move him physically, just move him out of the space? And being from Zalman, that's better to move him than to walk in front of him. Lamaisa, he has no right to take that space. The designated aisles of a Besa Knesses are meant to be aisles for people to be able to walk back and forth. And a person does not have the right to assume that Dalai Lama's for himself if that wasn't given to him. Sit by a table, sit by a place that you're supposed to sit, or stand by a place you're supposed to stand, and then daven there. But if you daven in a place that's not designated for davening, and now you are impeding the public from their ability to go in and out or move whatever they have to do, there are those who say he has no right to do that. Se'if hey, im hishlim tefilaso, if he finished his davening, the adam acher mispal acharov, and there's someone else davening behind him, asur lefsoya shalosh psios, he may not take 3 steps back, at sheyig misha acharov tefilaso, till the fellow behind him finishes his davening. Because if he steps back, then he's like he's crossing in front of the mispal. You have to be careful with this, even if the fellow behind you started davening later than you did. You started davening with the tzibur. He shows up late. The tzibur is out. You're up to mow him. He starts this one asking. Doesn't make a difference. You have to wait. Once he has begun his davening, you have to wait. Mr. Bura Sivkon, you test Mispal Achrov, Yidamas behind him. Vemenu Achrov Mamash, that's he's not behind him. Lak Maruchik Litzdodim, he's actually a little back on the sides. Near the shore, Leo Menach. So according to Eliyarabah, you'd be allowed to step back on the sides. According to Eliyarabah, the fun of Litzdodim is Mutter. So therefore, you'd be able to step back. Sivkon Chav Shalosh Pesios, 3 steps. Umar Yishib Besoy Chav Amas. He's talking when he's standing within his Dalai Lamas. So if I take 3 steps back, I'm in his Dalai Lamas. Oh, or maybe he's not in his Dalaramas. But when you take 3 steps back, you'll enter his Dalaramas space. So either way is a problem. Either way is a problem. Either I'm in this Dalaramas to begin with, it's for sure a problem. Or if by stepping back, I'll enter his Dalaramas, that's a problem. Once the fellow behind me begins from Esrei, I'm stuck in front of him. We don't say he came into my territory. Even though the fellow behind him is staying a long time davening, it's just the opposite. The one who's stepping back is going into his territory. So Mimela, the person standing in front, cannot step back, and he keeps an eye on the fellow behind him, and he will step back when the fellow behind him steps back. Simon Kuf Gimel. Mishnez Damin Lo Ruach Betfiloso O Itush. If a person feels a need to pass gas during Shmoneh Esrei or to sneeze. Se'if Aleph. Haya oimed betfila v'yotzim en ruach milamata. If a person was in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and it occurred that he passed gas from below, mamtin ad sheyich l'hareach, he waits until the smell goes away, v'choyze u'mispal, he goes back to his davening. But he should not be davening while it smells bad. Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Aleph, hareach. Demikara, before the smell goes away, Osur Afil Divitera. He's not even allowed to learn, let alone Davin. Uchadel b'simen ayin tes se'if tes, like we learned before in simen ayin tes se'if tes. Other people, we said, are allowed to learn Torah, but they're not allowed to Davin. He is not allowed to learn Torah and certainly cannot Davin. When the smell goes away, he'll go back to davening. Means he goes to the spot that he stopped. Even if he delayed after the smell went away, now, if you combine the time that he was silent, it adds up to enough time to daven the whole davening in that pause. He goes back to where he left off. Because if he wanted, he could have started immediately when the smell went away. And he didn't. He delayed longer. So that delay is not pure onus. She doesn't go back to the beginning. If the smell didn't go away long enough that he could have davened the whole davening in that time, then he's an oinus that whole time. Then he has to daven from the beginning. He can't go back to where he left off. But if his pause is not an oinus, his pause is baratzon, so then we say he picks up from where he left off. So that's what his scenario is, that he didn't resume davening as soon as the smell went away. He waited a little bit, and now because he waited a little more, it's long enough to have davened the whole davening. He just picks up where he left off. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Kasu acharim d'acharim hait. D'bezeh ensar chloma haribon ha-kasuv b'se'if beis. In this situation, he does not recite haribon ha-olamim that comes up in the next paragraph. If he doesn't move from his spot, his embarrassment and shame is not apparent. And the Ramah writes this himself at the end of Sif Beis. So let's take a look at Sif Beis. If he feels a need to pass gas, and it's causing him great discomfort, and he really can't control it, then he should step back 4 amos away from where he was davening, and then let the gas pass, and then wait till the smell goes away. And then he says a tefila, Ribon ha'olamim, master of the world, yitzartanu nekavim nekavim chalim chalim, you've created us with various holes and openings, goliv yadua levanecha chaprasenich limasenu, it's apparent and known before you, our shame and disgrace. Cherpa chlima b'chayenu, rima v'saleh b'mosenu. A disgrace and a shame in our lifetime, worm and decay in our death. And that's the tefillah. B'chayz l'makamo, he goes back to his spot. B'chayz l'makam shpatsik and picks up where he left off. So Sif Aleph, he never stepped back. Sif Aleph, he never stepped back. So he just stops davening where he is. And when the smell goes away, picks up his davening. Does not say Ribbono Shel Olam. Sif Beis, he steps back. He steps out of his Shmona Esrei. So now he has to say Ribbono Shel Olam before he resumes his Shmona Esrei. Let's take a look in Mishnah Berurah. Sif Kan Gimel. Be'eino Yachal. He cannot hold himself. De'belav ha'chus, if he can hold himself, Eino lo ha'itzi ruch b'shem pamet fila, you should not, under any circumstance, pass gas during Shmona Esrei. V'lo chashirin l'bat t'shach, so we don't say, aren't you going to be over the is about the shaksu? You don't say that. That's if you hold yourself back from urination or bowel movement. But not to hold himself back from passing gas. Venerally, it would appear to me that in any event, he's got to move his tefillin and to move them off their spot. They should not be placed where they should be, normally be placed. Ki asur lahafiach b'tefillin, because halach is you may not pass gas when wearing tefillin. Sifkan da'at, step back achorov. To be inon shehepanov neged hamokom shehiskolis bal. We always want his face in the direction of where he began his davening. Laharos to show shevoitze idayin lachzolos filas, so that he intends to go back to his davening. Va'afilat sadodim alafan of us. He shouldn't go to the side. He shouldn't go in front. For sure not. Just step back. When he's done, sifkan hey va'ayim ribon. He says the tefillah. In the middle of his Shmona Esrei, he says this, Ribon. Anyway, his davening is interrupted because he passed this gas. And now there's a smell. So he's allowed to interrupt and say this. And now the post can ask a question. Well, if he can say this, can he answer Kaddish? Can he answer Kedusha? Usually in Shmona Esrei, you can't do any of that. But here, he stepped back 4 hours. He could say Ribon Olam. Maybe he can. So Shaila, if it is allowed or not. Sifkan Vav, when the smell goes away, he goes back to his place with Chosam Kamo. Ubachayodim hiskim ladasa som, diyasam okam koidim ribon. Chayodim says he actually should go back to his spot before saying the tefillah ribon ha'olamim. And ribon ha'olamim is his intro getting back into Shmona Esrei. Sifkan Zayin lamokam shapasak, he goes back to where he stopped. L'chara kavana, it seems to sound, l'tchilas ha'brosh pasigbaot. He goes back to the bracha that he interrupted. It means start that bracha again. Urkhid kamon b'simen kuf dal sif hey, like we find simen kuf dal sif hey. V'ayin kamash k'sal v'shom l'loch v'shem achronim. Look later on, we write from the achronim about this. So here, the Ramah interjects. Let's look at the Ramah. Va'ayin le'el, Simen Pehe, look back in Simen Pehe, that discusses how long is the break. Yesh, or even some say, that calls them Marikish Shabbat Beveso, this whole halach is only to daven at home. Alex Shabbat Betzibur, v'daven in Shul, daven biyush godol, it's terribly embarrassing to do this. And Sarach la'harche klalachor, you don't have to step back. V'gamlo yom ribon, you don't say ribon either. You stay in your spot, and he'll pass gas, and he'll wait for it to go away, and he won't say Bono Lomim, and that is the minute. Mr. Burr Sikon Ches, the Ramon says, look back and Simpe, hey, what's the Lomim to say? The Nisparashim there is clarified. That if the delay was long enough to finish the whole Shemon Esrei, he would have to start Shemon Esrei again. The Kazva Bach the Bach writes, the Dafke Mashiach, Hoya idea, how you two Shim, Reach and Adich Levad. That's if the delay was caused purely by the passing of gas and the smell that spread. We don't count the time it takes to step back for Amos and step forward for Amos, and saying the rebuild. That's not part of the shir. So the Pigodim writes as well. And this kind of gets back to what I said before. If there's a tsiruf of the delay because of the smell, and then I delay on my own without that, those two don't combine to make it too long. So if Katan tells Vagam Lo Yomar, so if he's not going to step back, he's not going to say the Ribbon Elohim. But you should think about it. I don't think I've yet seen the Siddur that has the Ribbon printed in the Siddur, that you should Mahar Belibo in this situation. But that's what Mishnah says. If you can't say it, at least think it. So if Gimel Hamis Atesh Bitfilaso, if a person passes gas or sneezes during Shemona Esrei. Milamato, to pass gas from below, Simen Ra, that's a bad sign. Milamalo, but if he sneezes from above, Simen Yafelo, that's a good Simen. Yesh Oimim de Davkesh Mefiach, because some say that's a Simen Ra only if there's a noisy passing of gas. The Magnavam Chodek, Magnavam disagrees. The same is true if there's no sound at all. And you have to distance yourself from your davening as well. The same halachas apply. There's no difference if there's any sound or no sound. That makes no difference whatsoever.